For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. In a couple of weeks, television viewers who use an over-the-air antenna to watch WKAR-TV will need to rescan their equipment in order to continue watching. This is Scott Pohl. I'm at my house, and I've got Curious George on WKAR-TV, but I want to rescan my local channels on my television. I use a rooftop antenna for local TV. So let's do that rescan, see what it takes and how long it takes. I'll go to Menu and then System Setup. From there, I'll choose Local Channels and the option to scan local channels, and let's see how long that takes. That rescan doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. Back to my house shortly, but let's detour to the WKAR transmitter site, where I met up with WKAR's chief engineer Gary Blevernecht to learn more about what's going on.
We're in the process of changing our antenna and our transmitter in order to actually change the underlying broadcast frequency that we transmit on.
All of this follows the broadcast incentive auction you heard about a couple of years ago. TV stations were invited to sell their spectrum back to the FCC to make room for frequencies that will be used by our wireless devices. Some stations, like WHTV, were sold in that auction and have gone off the air. WKAR didn't sell its signal back to the government, but will still clear space in the spectrum by moving to a new frequency. We're the first in the area and one of the first in the country to do so. Again, Chief Engineer Gary Blevernecht.
The other stations in the Lansing area that will be changing channels are WLAJ and WSYM. So Channel 53 and Channel 47, they too are changing their channels. They're due to change that in 2019.
This project includes replacing the main broadcasting antenna, the transmission line that runs up the tower, the auxiliary broadcast antenna, and the replacement of our transmitters. Existing equipment wasn't capable of moving to the new channels and was too old to be updated. The recent ice storm damaged some equipment, forcing a conversion delay from May 1st to a new target date of May 9th. Power is reduced in the meantime while work is underway. Our FM stations broadcast from the same tower and will also operate at reduced power. WKAR AM isn't impacted at all by this conversion because it transmits from a different location. Online audio and video services also won't be affected. The outgoing equipment will go to MSU Surplus in hopes of finding a buyer, though there is a plan for disposal if needed. According to Gary Blevernecht, this could well be the last major engineering project at WKAR for some time.
At the end of the day, we'll have some new transmitters and new antennas on the tower, so we'll be in pretty good shape for maybe 10, 15 years, I hope.
Let's go back to my house, where I recently rescanned my own TV.
All right, that took about a minute and a half, and my antenna has picked up a total of 22 channels. So from there, I'll just go to Save My Channels, tell the TV that I'm done. It's saving that information. And once it has saved all of my local channels, I'm back to Curious George on WKAR-TV. Simple as that.
Your TV may have different commands, but you can see that rescanning is pretty easy. We'll keep you posted about when you over-the-air viewers need to do this yourself. But again, the target date is May 9th. For more information, see the tech notes that we keep updated at WKAR.org. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.